Faith used to be a simple thing, didn't it? Deep, but simple. But nowadays, religion and religions seem to be adopting more and more the values and standards of commercial advertising.
This week, Your Consumer's Guide presents its report on religions. Of the dozens of products on the market, we chose to investigate the following six: Judaism, Roman Catholicism, Protestantism, Buddhism, Communism, and Islamism. Now, we left out Hinduism, since Hinduism embodies a caste system which we found alien to the British consumer. However, Hindus do believe that animals have souls, every bit as good as human beings, and in this sense it could be said that every Englishman is a Hindu at heart. We start by applying the four basic tests. What do you put into it? What do you get out of it? How much does it cost? What about divorce? Judaism.
Judaism was the oldest religion we tested. Its small number of users, 13 million, is deceptive, since many large and powerful subsidiaries derive from it.
What do you put into it?
Belief in only one God, several do's and don'ts. Never prepare meat and milk in the same dishes. Do no work between sunset on Friday and sunset on Saturday. And you must cut off the foreskins of all your male children.
What do you get out of it?
A psychologically maladjusted male children, membership of the oldest club in the world. You are one of the chosen people, this gives confidence, and we particularly like the guarantee of eternal life through the Messiah, who will take responsibility for all your guilt, when he arrives.
How much does it cost?
In crockery alone, the expense is fantastic. Plus, of course, the added expense of a reliable Gentile to run the business between sunset on Friday and sunset on Saturday.
What about divorce?
Infertility is the only ground for divorce.
Did you obtain one?
I didn't qualify.
No.
Curious.
Roman Catholicism.
The vigorous new ideas of this splendid corporation were largely pioneered by the previous group. But thanks to a superb sales organization, they have now far outstripped the parent company with 340 million current users.
What do you put into it?
Belief in only one Godhead operating on a troika basis. We would like to stress that the whole idea of the chairman of the board, or Pope, as he is sometimes called, being infallible in all matters, is a fallacy. The Pope cannot tell you which are the best books to read. He can only tell you which books not to read.
What do you get out of it?
Principally, the new Christianity. The confessional mechanism is standard, the rule here being don't, but if you must, then confess as soon as possible afterwards. We found this very useful.
Very useful.
And with Roman Catholicism, of course, comes the guarantee that this is the only true faith, and exclusive personal survival in heaven is assured. We found this product deeply satisfying.
How much does it cost?
Well, there's the drawback. It's very, very expensive.
Very, very expensive.
Very, very expensive. On a recent visit to the head office in Rome, a rosary or aid prayer cost us 100 lira.
Now, you have to have one of these things,
don't you? Yes, you have to have one. This is standard equipment. It's not optional. Devotional pictures go for 40 lira each. It cost us 200 lira to see the catacombs, 300 lira to see the Sistine Chapel, which is very dark. And a tour of the anteroom of St. Peter's Basilica cost us 370 lira in tips alone.
What about divorce?
Oh, we found divorce quite impossible to obtain. But annulments are readily available on a strictly cash basis.
Thank you. Protestantism.
This is a breakaway from the Roman parent organization. There are two main varieties on the market, the Big Church of England and the Nonconformist Economy Pack.
What do you put into it?
Belief that the Queen should be head of the Church, and belief that the Archbishop of Canterbury should be appointed by the Prime Minister. Oh, and belief in God.
Of course.
What do you get out of it?
You don't want to get out of it.
What?
You don't want to get out of it.
You want to stay in it.
How much does it cost?
Surprisingly little.
What about divorce?
We had no difficulty at all in obtaining a divorce. In fact, you can have as many as you like.
Charming, thank you. Islamism.
This is a very strenuous religion.
What do you put into it?
Well, once in a lifetime, you have to go to Mecca. You put on two seamless wrappers, you visit the sacred mosque, you kiss the black stone, you go round the Kaaba 7 times, 3 times walking, 4 times running, you climb Mount Awa, you run from Mount Awa to Mount Marwa 7 times, you go to Musifula, you spend the night there, you throw stones at the 3 pillars of the Mina on the great fiesta day, you make sacrifices, and, if convenient, you visit the tomb of Muhammad.
What do you get out of it?
Up to 5 wives and complete exhaustion.
How much does it cost?
We had to buy a prayer mat, a compass, and a pair of track shoes.
What about divorce?
With 5 wives, the question does not arise.
No. Buddhism.
Buddhism was the second oldest religion we tested. It's man-made and was designed by Buddha 2,522 years ago.
What do you put into it?
Nirvana, or a sense of non-being.
What do you get out of it?
Nirvana, or a sense of non-being.
How much does it cost?
Nothing.
What about divorce?
I didn't try to get married.
No, I don't blame you, no. Communism.
Oh,
we didn't
no,
do
a survey
on communism.
No. Chief Prophet has no background in the industry at all.
Does any of you do
it? We didn't do one on communism.
What about divorce?
Divorce? Oh, you can have as many as you like. Communism is exactly the same as the Church of England.
Yes. So, in conclusion, we found that all the better religions offer as a reward for the good life eternal happiness in an everlasting heaven. So we had to test their other claims. Now, we left out Islamism as a cut-price form of Judaism. That's all it is, really. Buddhism we admired, but you can't get fire insurance, so we can't really recommend it. So this leaves us with the three finalists. Roman Catholicism.
Roman Catholicism, with its continental line and international performance, is well worth considering. But we advise you not to choose it without thinking very carefully. It's by no means trouble-free.
Protestantism.
Is trouble-free. Very much cheaper. And it speaks to you in English.
Judaism.
Well, we found Judaism, frankly, unsafe.
Yes, thank you. So, after a completely impartial survey, we recommend Protestantism. The main attraction of the Church of England lies in its democratic spirit. If you want transubstantiation, you can have transubstantiation. If you don't want transubstantiation, you don't have to have transubstantiation. All you do is go down the road to another Church of England church and not have it. If you want to have Mass, you can have Mass. But if you don't want Mass, you don't have to have it. Immaculate Conception, you can have that too, but nobody's going to force you to have it. You make up your own mind. And best of all, it speaks to us in English. Of course, what happens if we join the common market? God alone knows. But we believe that it'll still be there and speaking to us in English.
And it's a jolly friendly little faith.
Aye, and if you do belong, there's absolutely no onus on you to try and make everyone else belong.
No, in fact, no one need ever know.
No, no one need ever know. So we recommend Protestantism. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.